Blog Talk Radio.
You got me, Kurt?
Yeah.
You got me, Kurt?
Yeah.
All right. So, put my headphones back on. Or as I say, pull my head out of my ass. All right. Try a few more things. And, let's see. I'm going to hit the Ellison Legacy stuff real quick.
All right.
I'm not going to play the entire thing.
Head over to your local Sprint store and get the Samsung Galaxy S9 for 50% off with Sprint Flex Lease when you add a new line. It's loaded with great features, including Samsung's best camera ever. Visit Sprint.com/Galaxy or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Galaxy S9 $1650 a month after $1650 monthly credit. Applied within two bills for 18 months. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. With approved credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Blog Talk Radio.
So where do you even start when it comes to the Ellison Legacy? There's even a touring division called the Ellison Legacy Series. I believe it's been around since the 1990s. Most remember Donnie and Bobby Ellison in the first Green to Checker coverage of the 1979 Daytona 500. Cale Yarborough and Donnie were first and second when they wrecked going into turn three.
Assuming that
he said, but in
everything.
The end, Donnie and Bobby proved blood is thicker than rubber, as the infamous fight broke out while Petty went on to win. I'm assuming you can hear everything just fine that way, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to pick up Facebook Live.
All right.
And then we'll do the bumper music as soon as I get there. And then, let's see, what happened to my... All right, I'm going to pull up my NHRA shit. And I'll tell you why in just a little bit. Oh, it's a good thing that I'm not doing my actual show right now because I'm losing track of everything on my goddamn screen. I'm not reading actual notes, so, you know. And let's see. You know, what's funny is a half an hour seems like it takes forever in my show. And when I'm doing this, I'm trying to beat the clock before it gets to a half an hour. But yeah, I'm trying to pull up the live results from NHRA at Brainerd. It's actually kind of cool. Well, one part of it sucks, but holy shit. I just found out something. Okay, this just made me really fucking happy. All right, let me switch on the Facebook Live and then hopefully this guy stops bugging me. Not, well, it's not his fault, but all right, I'm going to switch on Facebook Live. I'm going to hit bumper music. And I'm going to there's my NHRA. Got it. I'm going to put in a message that says that we're just testing people. Was testing gear. Hello. Now we're going to go live. 2, 1. All right, I'm going to switch back over to the Blog Talk Radio page, throw up our bumper music because the show just wouldn't be right without it. And for people tuning in, we are just checking out some bugs that we had going on last Thursday. You still got me on audio?
Yeah.
All right. Let's play with some bumper buttons here. I think Ward's actually the most entertaining of all of them. So we'll go with Ward.
I wish I had something I could shot through the window. But that's That's the 11th time this year I've gotten the hell knocked out of me. It just gets frustrating after a while.
11th car got into me, cut the left front down. We run like shit all day anyway.
All right. You got that coming through just fine, correct?
Yeah.
All right. While we're on air, we might as well talk about some interesting stuff here. Brittany Forrest got shoved out early by her teammate, Austin Prock, part of the John Forrest Racing Camp. Austin Prock went on to face Leah Pritchett. Leah Pritchett outboxed him. So we have a female going to the final, and I just got the results. Let's see. Leah Pritchett, 3.732. Mike Salinas, 4.066. Leah Pritchett got back to victory lane in the finals at Brainerd. Kind of badass.
Yeah.
Something else that's kind of badass, too, is that Steve Torrence, you know, the guy that's locked himself in to the championship showdown already. He's probably slacking his way down the ranks. He doesn't need to blow up any more engines, peel off more rubber from his tires overall. But he lost to Doug Kalita. Doug Kalita and Mike Salinas went head-to-head, and it ended up Mike Salinas versus Leah Pritchett, and Leah took it. Just got the result. Breaking news right here, folks. So it's a bummer for Brittany Forrest on that end, but hey, Leah has, I think it was back at Mile High or something like that last year, since she took her last Wally, the Wally being the trophy, you know, named after the guy that originally sanctioned the NHRA. As far as the rest goes, I don't know. Seems like you got a good feed going, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
you would have, he could not wait a week, Cody, or 2 weeks.
Oh, to get number 150? I haven't seen the results yet. And matter of fact, we can check that. We can look in.
That's what,
matter of fact, since the top dealers are done, I give you the, results, winners, take a look. The appeal. Where is it? 20. It's a thing that can get result. This week. Him so Sir Kurt,
you keep on coming in and out again.
What about now?
Same thing.
And now?
Same thing.
Okay, I'm going to do a test here. Tell me what I get. A, B, E, C, E, F, G, H, I, A, L, N, O, P, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
X, Y, Z.
the whole alphabet.
I heard the word alphabet.
The calamity is still on the let's check real quick.
Seems like it's trying, but
it's not in my gear. Go and I'm not tight. Right?
I didn't catch all that. I heard right.
I'm going to listen to the fucking circle show. Got me?
I heard got me, but before then you were still breaking up.
Now.
I heard now. You're breaking up.
That's talk. All right.